from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on the Joe Barrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
We'll get back to the Royals here in just a bit.
Finally.
Aaron, I could tell you were antsy to talk about nonsense.
Oh,
I can
man.
See it.
The Royals, too much sports talk.
I just want to point out, the Royals made... They have made 3 trades in the last 2 days.
I should have just pulled off
you
when I heard that.
You are the sports director anchorman.
Sports reporter.
Anchor. At KSHB 41. And you during the break are like, you sounded tired. Have you seen that Popeyes meme? That's how you responded.
Jimmy Butler bent over.
That's how you responded after the segment. You can't do 20 minutes of Royals? Lord knows you ain't going out there.
It's just a lot, man.
Did you get one of the Patrick Mahomes bobbleheads?
Bro, I almost got taken away in cuffs for trying to get an extra one. Those things were under lock and key, Dot.
You didn't get me one?
I tried.
No, you did not try to get me one.
I tried. That
bobblehead was about to be on eBay.com.
I tried my darndest to get 2 of those bobbleheads, and to the point to where they got taken back. They got taken back. There were people in the front office that found out that I had an extra one.
How did they find out? You was being loose with it.
A little bit.
You was being loose with it. You definitely went up to somebody and told somebody.
I learned from you.
I learned from you. You went up to Jalen Thompson and was like, yo, look what I got. I got that pack on me. That's crazy. You snitched on yourself. I'm happy Sam Mellinger went over there like a substitute teacher. And he took your bobblehead away. Rob, can you do us a favor in this segment? Can you go on eBay right now and find out how much those Patrick Mahomes bobbleheads are going for? How much do you think they're going for?
It's still fresh, though. You know, the market's
That's why they're probably going for $80.
The market's probably flooded with them. You got to wait until they're not even out there anymore. I mean, you could probably sell one now for about $55-$60.
Okay, let's see. Check completed listings. Let's see the last.
$150. Right now, buy now for $150. There is a bidding process going on.
No, don't check that. Check completed listings. You listing it at $150 and getting $150 are 2 different things. Check completed. What? How much was the last one sold for on eBay?
$115.
Yo, I already took mine out the box and everything.
I might have took off work early. I don't know why I worked on Friday's show. if you telling me that's the kind of deals they're giving out.
It was a hot commodity. That was his first Royals bobblehead. I did not realize that.
Yeah, he plays for the Chiefs. I don't know why he had one to begin with.
Well, he's like a minority owner.
Yeah, no, you know what that was is they was worried about that attendance early in the season. It was like, all right, we got to lock in a win. We got to lock in a dub
on a Friday night.
Yeah,
Friday
we got to lock in a dub.
That was a busy day. It was like there was fireworks, the bobblehead.
We got to lock in a dub. All right, Rob. So Someone texted in the show and said, I run a Royals website. I want to come on the show to talk about this. Did we book that individual? We did book him. Tell me, give me a little bit of the story. I've never heard of this man before, but you know what? We're looking for more Royals people. We only got one right now. We only got Josh Vernier. We need more. That's obviously not what Aaron is. Aaron's not a Royals
guy.
No,
thank you. I'm good.
See, that's what I mean. You obviously don't. So we need to go. We need to outsource this to other people. Who is coming on the show? What time are they coming on the show?
3:15 today, Jacob Milham of Kings of Kaufman and the Royals Rundown Pod will be on to break down all the deals the Royals have made so far.
That's what we need on this show.
Y'all are booting me for Milhouse?
Wow, that's what you're going to disrespect that man's name?
By the way, I now have the prospects headed to Oakland in the Lucas Ursegg deal. It is Mason Barnett, Will Klein, and Jared Dickey headed over to Oakland in exchange for Jacob Ursegg.
Rob, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say that maybe no other sports host in the city is going to tell you. You could have just named three random people, and I would have believed you. You could have just named three people from your dynasty on College Football 25. I'm like, yo, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, great prospects. I don't know who any of those people are. No clue who those individuals are.
Position? Did they mention the position or just names?
It is
players.
It is Royals prospects number 11 and 16 per our friend J.J. Cooper at Baseball America. So
that makes sense for Ursegg, given how much club control he has.
It is an outfielder and two right-hand pitchers, and they are giving up their 11th and 16th best prospects in Baseball America's top 30 of the Royals to bring this man back.
So
you like that better than just their names? That information a little better for you?
Thank you. That at least makes sense to me. No, that makes sense. That's all you had to say. 11th pro? Okay, oh, yeah, I can put two and two together now. Naming those three, I ain't never seen them people before.
Pitching is currency, baseball in all the systems.
Sorry to that man.
If you're trying to get a quality bullpen arm, you got to give up some that are younger.
Aaron Ladd, would you like to? We're going to give you a minute.
I don't even have a minute today.
You don't even have a minute today. You just came to the show just unprepared today. You just have no nothing. You usually have a list and all kind of things of things you want to talk about.
Well, and this is I'm so thankful to be back in my usual 2:30 on a Tuesday. Speaking of bullpen arms,
too bad we're about to get you out of here in about 10 minutes for a real guest. We need real sports analysis on this show, and that's obviously not what we're getting from you, Aaron Ladd.
You know, I am like a bullpen arm in a way. You know, you can't mess with the timing of
James
MacArthur.
And,
you know, you can't mess. Like, I'm an artiste. I got to be in the same spot. Last week we were at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, you're not versatile.
Week before that it was Mizzou. What do you mean?
And you haven't excelled in any of the in none of the spot starts. Can I read one thing to you really quickly? I just would like to read this to you. Did you hear Dana's dating profile? I'm serious. Did you hear this?
You're talking about Dana Wright?
Yeah.
I'm interested though. What platform is this on?
This is on Facebook Dating. Now, I'm maybe gonna typecast right here. Now, it's a little different just because Dana's old, so this is not an indictment of how I feel about
Dana.
Does
she know that you're reading this on air?
She sent it to me, yeah.
She sent it to you?
I'm going to tell you the story.
Swipe right?
I've never been on Facebook Dating before. I don't think that's what that – I don't think
you
that's
the
app that the baddies are using.
The hit you sent a rose?
I just don't think that's the app that the baddies are using.
Dana Wright is a baddie.
I'm guessing they're on Tinder. Oh, I'm guessing they're on Bumble. But she's a seasoned baddie, though. I'm guessing like the younger baddies, the little younger tings, I don't think they're on Facebook Dating. You are what, 24 years old? You've never been on Facebook Dating before.
You didn't even know
they had that as an available option.
Turning the big 2-8 next month, actually.
You want me to read this to you? Okay, so this is what happened. So our show is really close with the Dana and Park show.
How close?
We work right together with each other. We talk every day. That is the show, getting closer by the day. That is the show that we are the closest to in the building. Even closer than we are with the sports shows. That is the show that we are the closest to.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob can attest, this is a true story. Dana came up to me last week and said, can you read this? And I was like, yeah, sure.
She was getting your opinion on dating.
Yeah, she wanted to give my opinion.
Why?
Listen to what she said. This is what her thing said. Let's cut through the BS and try again, boys. I have a 30-year public career. I'm a low-handicap traveling golfer with my own membership. You must play golf, pickleball, aviation, sharp with the plus. My kids are grown. Non-starters, under 40, over 60, small children, mommy issues, you're crazy, bathroom selfies, you badly need a therapist, can't name one Supreme Court justice, dead fish pick, stuck on woman who dumped you 4 years ago, lives nowhere near Kansas City.
Wait a minute. How many of those did you hit you out?
Hold on.
How many of those hit you right now?
Rob is my witness. I then looked at her and I was like, yo, what's going on? Like, what's going on in your life?
There's some trauma in there.
You use these apps.
Regularly.
This is an advertisement. You take a couple of pictures. I know you. I haven't seen your Tinder profile.
You
want to
see it now?
I'm guessing it's you asking Patrick Mahomes a question.
Rashee Rice.
Yes, I mean, see what I mean? You really want to show that you got a little juice.
I got a Rashee Rice picture on there. Yeah.
I know you. It's you interviewing sub Chiefs player. On the field at the Super Bowl. Like, you trying to show you got a little motion.
Motion man.
Here, let me see it. Hold on, Rob.
This is only Hinge, by the way.
No, let me read the bio. Let me read the bio.
Do you know how this works?
I want to read the bio. Let me read the bio. All right,
you don't even know how this app works. Have you been on Hinge before?
No, I've never.
So basically, for people who haven't been on it.
Where's Tinder? Because I know Tinder, you got.
I don't have a Tinder. I'm only on Hinge. It's basically a collection of photos, and then there's like a kind of like X's and O's info about you, like height and what you do, where you're located.
This man Aaron put out.
And then there's a couple prompts on there.
This man Aaron put out, I'm currently trying to figure out my dating goals. Yeah, I'm trying to sleep with you. He can't put that down, but that's really what he wanted to put. You are looking for pool access.
I am. It's summertime. It's been too hot.
Okay, you have here.
You're using your dating app to try to finesse a day at the pool?
That's the perfect way to use it. That's a pool date. Hey, what you doing this week?
Does Harold know that you have his picture on his dating profile? I just like, yo, if you and I have taken a picture together, don't put me on
here,
bro.
We do have a picture together, actually.
Please don't put me. I don't want to be on your dating profile.
They'll be like, dang, he knows Dot.
No, I don't want to be on there. I don't want to be on there. No.
The Rashee Rice photo actually kind of hits. You couldn't even hate on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, I know you well enough to know that you have a cool job. And the one thing I know about those dating apps is women are attracted to the fellas that have a cool job. So you had to show her, hey, look, I'm on the field at the football game. Look, I'm important. Come on. I mean, I know the game.
It works.
I'm guessing.
More often.
Trying to figure out your dating goals. What are your dating goals on there?
You know, it's just kind of like a case by case.
Start lying.
It's kind of a case by case.
Man, start lying. You know? Anytime you start scratching your head, you start talking, you're telling a lie.
It's a case by case basis. Sometimes you meet someone and you're like, I really wasn't looking for anything long term, but things are going well. We vibe well, good energy, open to anything. But sometimes you meet somebody and you're like, ooh, this really wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but still very attracted to you. Short term.
Okay. That's, you know what? That all makes sense. I will get you out of here with this because we're going to have a very serious sports conversation with a real professional. I can't wait to do that. I think the three biggest storylines right now in the NFL are simple. I think these are the three biggest storylines. Number one, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. And last year, all the hype was building.
Sure.
September 11th, playing the Bills in New York, Aaron Rodgers' first game. He comes out like Hacksaw Jim Duggan waving the flag. We all were ready to see Aaron Rodgers. That show got canceled really, really quickly. The Jets are in a very similar position. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, good enough defense. Division feels maybe a little bit more open this year than last
year. Buffalo has come back to the pack.
I think that the Jets are the biggest story in the National Football League. I think second is Kansas City and their pursuit of trying to win three. I don't think that we have maybe seen a team, and maybe I really got to go back and study that Patriots team, that feels like everything could line up to do it the three times in a row. You got a quarterback that's at its absolute prime right now. You've got a very capable run game. You have an improved wide receiver room. They should have one of the 10 best defenses in the league. Like, I expect this team to be top 10 offensively and defensively this year. The Chiefs have as good of a chance of any to win another Super Bowl. And I think the third biggest story right now is there's a lot of contract uncertainty. That's kind of what early August is in the National Football League. What happens with CeeDee Lamb? What happens with Dak Prescott? Is Creed Humphrey going to sign a new deal? I think those are the three biggest stories in the league right now.
You don't have the Falcons and their quarterback conundrum anywhere on your list?
No, I do not have the Falcons anywhere near my list of the top stories right now in the NFL, even though I do think The Jets and the Falcons are in a very similar spot. You have the quarterback. Sure. You have the pieces around them. You think that this guy is the missing piece to get you to where you want to go. The Falcons have spent a lot of resources on offensive weapons over the last couple of years. I think the Jets' defense is better than theirs. But you've got Bijan Robinson. You've got Drake London. You've got Kyle Pitts. You've got all of these different pieces. And let's see if the Falcons can take the next step. I mean, if you're asking me this year who is more likely to make the postseason, I would tell you Atlanta over the Jets.
When we're talking interesting, though, I'm also very interested in what's going on with Pittsburgh. I mean, the Russell Wilson thing flamed out in tremendous fashion in Denver. Not only money-wise, the locker room turned their back on him. Sean Payton is now question marks. Maybe people are coming over to the side of Sean Payton isn't this quarterback whisperer that we thought. And then alongside Russell Wilson and perhaps the end of his Super Bowl winning career is Justin Fields and the reclamation project that he could be in. Chicago turning their back on him to go with Caleb Williams. Like, the Pittsburgh thing is really interesting because I would also position them in that group, Dot. I would position them being a quarterback away from contending. Truly, their defense is ready. And Mike Tomlin does not have losing seasons, ever. It's kind of crazy. We've slept on the fact that he's been one of the most consistent coaches in NFL history. If he can figure out the quarterback thing this year, I think Pittsburgh's very interesting being the key word there if we're talking about entering this year.
Are you the Mike Tomlin of dating?
Yeah, I just never take a L.
Okay.
Just consistent. I'm always 500.
Okay. I would argue that if you're not taking L's in dating, then you're swimming in the deep end of the pool. Like, if you don't have a story about a young lady that curved you, you ain't taking good enough shots.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's a loss, though. That's an L.
It's not a loss. It's a lesson.
Okay. All right. You know what? Coming up on the other side, why don't we talk very serious sports things with a professional? Rob, who's coming on the show? I got to learn this guy's
Milhouse.
Name here.
Jacob Milham.
Are you sure that's his name? Because you didn't say it in a way to make me think.
M-I-L-H-A-M, Milham.
That's ask him for his dating profile when he comes on. How about that?
He's married. So while you look at you being nasty over there, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, home of the hallowed title, friend of the show.
I'm very happy to be a friend of the show. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Radio.
All right. Rob, I think we can call this appearance is a tryout. If we like Jacob Milham, he might have to be in our rotation. Vern's our closer. But we're always looking for somebody who can come in and pitch the seventh and the eighth. I'm real about what my strengths and weaknesses are as a broadcaster. I think I have some strengths. I do. If you want me to tell you who the Royals' fifth prospect is, that's not one of my strengths. Maybe it should be. I know who I am. I know who I'm not. I never heard of Jacob Ursek before. Have you heard of him before, Rob? I didn't know who he was before today. Sometimes I do these interviews so I can learn, too.
I did not know anything about him.
That's a no. Anytime you got to think, you didn't know who he was. And that's okay. You didn't know who he was. I don't mind admitting when I know when I don't know things. That's why usually when the Royals do something, I try to have somebody on quick. Hey, educate me. I need to know what I'm talking about here for the next couple of hours. So this is a good tryout here. Let's see if we like Jacob Milham with Kings of Kauffman, also Royals Review. He might have to be our seventh inning guy. Jacob, we welcome you onto the show. I can't call you friend of the show yet, even though you might listen. You got to come on two more times, Jacob. Jacob, everybody has to follow the rules here.
Of course. You know what? That's a story title. So I'll pay my dues. Don't you worry about that, C-Dot.
All right, Jacob. I appreciate you. Let's start with this. Let's start with the first move that they made, picking up another reliever today. Tell us a little bit more about Ursek.
So listen, Ursek is, you know, everyone's talking about Mason Miller out in Oakland. He's an all-star electric guy. So why not just go out and get his setup guy? Why don't you go out and get the guy who pitches the eighth ahead of him? Ursek, dominant fastball, man. It'll blow pitchers away. That slider is legitimate, and he's trending up. You know, this isn't the Royals buying a guy on the downhill slope, right? This is a guy that they can rely on for the remainder of this year, and hopefully, you know, we talked about that team control. Hopefully, they could do so for the next handful of years. But C-Dot, listen, you got to know about this guy because he was a former third baseman. That's what he was drafted as, okay? So he ain't no Shohei Ohtani, but he gets it done on the mound. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, what I do like about Lucas Ursek is I was just doing a quick Google and I went on Pro Baseball Reference to look up his number. He sounds like a guy who can get you some swing and misses, and that's not really what the Royals have. He has 41 strikeouts so far this season and 13 walks. They need a guy like that in the seventh and eighth inning.
Exactly. They really do. And this is the closer. Okay. This isn't going to start a conversation with, oh, is James MacArthur still the closer? Like, no, Lucas Ursek is your ninth inning high leverage guy. Okay. No other Royals relievers going out and missing the bat like he is. If you go pull up a Baseball Savant, that's kind of the place where a lot of baseball nerds like myself go. He misses barrels. He limits the hard hit balls. He induces a ton of ground balls, nearly 51% on the year, which is absolutely crazy. But he gets a lot of chases and whiffs, and he just makes the opposition look silly. And I'm glad he's going to be a Royal.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Kauffman, also the Royals Review podcast, learning a little bit more about the players that the Royals acquired today. They have picked up Lucas Ursek. He is a right-handed reliever from the Oakland A's. They also have picked up Paul DeJong. He is with the Chicago White Sox. Let me ask you this, Jacob. Let's say that you are the manager. You are Matthew. Mm-hmm. Let's say in your ideal scenario, how would you handle innings 7, 8, and 9 moving forward?
I mean, let's start at the back end because I'm going to put Ursek in the ninth, all right? And then I'm going to put MacArthur, I would put him in the eighth. And then the man you mentioned earlier on in the show, Angel Zerpa, I'm putting him in the seventh, okay? That man needs a little bit more respect on his name. And that gives the Royals, it gives them a pretty good trio. I'm not going to say it's HDH or nothing like that, but in comparison to what they have done earlier on this season, that trio is so much better, and it actually looks like a playoff bullpen.
So when you mention these players, and I guess we'll talk more about Paul DeJong because I think those are two very different acquisitions. What do you think of the acquisition cost to go get Urseg? I mean, it seems like they spent a little bit to go get him, but it makes sense. He's a swing and miss guy. They also have far more club control over him. What do you think about the Royals gave up to acquire him?
Listen, so you're gonna have the prospect hounds out there who don't like the return on this. I was a big Will Klein fan. I've had him on the podcast. Great guy. Absolutely love chatting with him. But at the end of the day, the Royals didn't give up a top 10 prospect, according to Baseball America, to acquire Urseg. The flip side to this that people are not appreciating enough is all of these guys, except for Jared Dickey, who was the outfielder who went in the deal. All these guys are from the previous regime, okay? We're getting new processes. We're getting new priorities in the Royals farm system. And Barnett and Klein, they've been in the system for a little bit. So if they're not fitting in the new Royals way, that's okay. They still have value. They're still good players. Let's go find them a new home and get together for the 2024 postseason push. I think this was a fair deal, okay? The relief market has been going nuts this year. And what they got for Urseg, a guy that they will have control of until, I think you said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again, until they move to a new stadium, that's a pretty damn good deal if you ask me.
Right now we're talking to Jacob Milham with Kings of Coffin, also Royals Review. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the market is exploding for relievers?
I couldn't tell you. I think we're looking at a bubble that has kind of popped. Just pitchers aren't coming up through systems as reliably anymore as relief guys first. Okay, so many guys are coming up to the majors, and it's sink or swim. Can you make your way as a relief guy? And, you know, with that trial and error, some teams are going to have more errors than they are going to have hits. And the Royals, They've been in that boat in 2023 more so than now. But, you know, the guys that they went out this offseason, like Nick Anderson, Chris Stratton, Will Smith to an extent, just aren't panning out. So they paid money for them. Now they're paying trade capital for Urseg. And they, in relation to the other deals, I think this time in 2 weeks we're going to be liking the value that the Royals got for this.
So they have acquired three pitchers over the course of the last couple of days. They got Hunter Harvey. They also got Michael Lorenzen. They got Lucas Urseg. It sounds like you're high on Urseg, which makes a lot of sense. Where do you stand on the other two relievers? I asked you to kind of rank these. How would you handle the seventh, eighth, and ninth? And you didn't mention two of their new acquisitions.
Exactly, because let's be frank. Hunter Harvey's debut with the Royals has been anything but stellar. More walks than strikeouts. He looks erratic on the mound. And now he is dealing with some lower back spasms, excuse me. So I'm kind of taking him out of that 7-8-9 talk right now. But I also take Lorenzen out because I genuinely believe that he is going to push for the rotation. Okay, the Royals front office has been very non-committal in their public messaging regarding Lorenzen. And that's because the man was an all-star in 2023, for goodness sakes. Okay, he can hold down the fifth spot in the rotation. Now, do they extend it out to six men? Does that push Alec Marsh into a long relief role? We don't know yet. But I'm not going to prioritize Lorenzen in any high leverage roles until they figure out what the heck they're going to do with him.
Yeah, from what we heard yesterday from Jared Sandler, who covers the team, it's funny because when you compare it to Urseg, who sounds like a swing and miss guy, that's not what Lorenzen has been. And if we're just kind of looking at this thing from a 1,000-foot view, it feels like they have a lot of guys like Lorenzen already in their bullpen.
Correct. That they do. I fully believe that the Lorenzen acquisition was a safe trade, for lack of better terms. You know, Walter Pennington, he was a great story. He was doing amazing work up in Omaha. But the fact of the matter is, I doubt he was in the Royals' long-term plans. He was a pleasant surprise. Why not sell high on that pleasant surprise, go get a rental who will help stabilize the rotation possibly and give you more of a veteran presence? I like the Lorenzen deal. I really do. I get it. It's fairly redundant, but can never be too safe when it comes to October.
All right, let's talk about the position player that they picked up. They picked up Paul DeJong. He plays for the Chicago White Sox. I'm reading the reports. It sounds like he's just going to trade dugouts. I mean, he plays for the White Sox. He's already there, so not a whole lot of movement he needs to make, at least in the short term. This sounds like it is an upgrade over Nick Lofton that, hey, we understand what he is. He's probably not a starter, but he can start for us on a Saturday or Sunday in case of an emergency. Do you see this trade as anything else?
No, I don't see it as anything else. This is where the Royals needed to improve bat-wise. This trade deadline was improving from the trio of Garrett Hampson, Adam Frazier, and Nick Lofton. Okay, and, you know, DeJong, he does have that infield versatility. He does have a powerful bat, 18 home runs on the year, so that ain't nothing to wag a finger at. And I don't think he's going to be an everyday player. I think he's going to be a bench player. The real question now is who gets pushed off of the 26-man roster, because who they sent away, you know, wasn't even close to the 40-man or the 26-man. This is a rental, buy low sort of guy. No one's going to be a huge fan of this trade. I'm sure St. Louis Cardinals fans, transplants who are hopping on the bandwagon right now will love breaking out their Paul DeJong Cardinals jerseys, but those are probably the only winners in this trade.
It's funny how maybe, we were talking to George Brett yesterday, maybe I'm just an old school baseball guy and I need to come around, because when I see Paul DeJong, I see a guy who has 14 walks this year. He has struck out 112 times. He is hitting less than .230 with a .275 on base percentage. But the text line is telling me, well, hey, you got to look at how many doubles he's hit, how many home runs he's hit, his RBIs. Now you put him in this lineup. I'm looking at, and this isn't a move that I dislike. I'm also just not sure how much it moves the needle. But looking at it through that prism of Garrett Hampson, Nick Lofton, do they upgrade from that position? Possibly.
Yes, I absolutely believe that they did upgrade that. And this is, let's go ahead and look at what he's done since the All-Star break, okay? Because the White Sox haven't done anything, all right? They've done nothing but lose, as we saw last night. But DeJong, on the other hand, he has improved on his stats. 250 batting average with a .500 slugging. He does have a very, very powerful bat. And honestly, his OPS is going to be in that range that improves on most of the bench bats in the Royals clubhouse right now, sitting at .706. So he is just right below league average. Okay, this isn't a guy I'm going to clamor for seeing five or six times in a week, but I'm not going to be sad about seeing him two or three times. You know what I mean, C-Dot?
No, I know what you mean. That is Jacob Milham joining us on the show today. Kings of Kauffman Royals Review podcast. This was an impromptu interview. I didn't know who you were not that long ago, Jacob Milham. Now, you know what? You might be on the show again. Thanks a lot for calling in today.
Well, hey, thank you for having me, C-Dot. I appreciate you, Rob, having me on. And listen, my wife did not take kindly to me talking about a Hinge profile, so I'm glad we skirted away from that.
I appreciate you. That's Jacob Milham joining us on the show today. Send Jacob the interview pod. They could put that on their podcast. I liked him. Text line 913-586-7610. What did you guys think of Jacob Milham? I'm thinking about adding him to our rotation. We need some more Royals people. We got the Chiefs thing figured out. But we need a couple more baseball people. Verg can't do everything. I liked him. He knew what he was talking about. He knew more about it than me. That's really the qualification for coming on this show. You know more about it than me? Oh, we can have you on the show. If you know less than me, I don't know if we need you on the show. I can do what you can do. But if you know more about something than me, we'll have you on the show. I liked him. He was cool.
I mean, he would definitely be a guy that I'd bring back on the show, especially if the Royals are going to need to make a playoff push. Like. Mm. August is not going to be camp season anymore on the drive. It's going to be a little bit of both, especially if they're giving up premium prospects, which two in their top 30 and two in their top 15 is premium pop prospects. If they're all in, we're all in.
Yeah, no, I like Jacob. Let me know. Text line 913-586-7610. I like what he had to say. He seemed like he knew what he was talking about. I want him to come on the show more often. This was a diamond in the rough. Jacob Milham, he's a nice two-star prospect that we could coach him up and we can get him to the league. I liked him. Bring him back. When's he coming back on the show? We got to find a day for him to be on the show. Can he come on right before the Red Sox series? Maybe after the series. You know, they got a couple off days over the time. I liked him. Let me know what you guys think, man. Let's see if we can have my guy, Jacob Milham, on the show again. Special thanks to him. Look at the text line. The text line, that's how we found out about Jacob. He just texted in, hey, I want to come on the show. Okay, cool. You got a Royals podcast? Great. We love to have you on the show. We're big fans of having you on the show. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. Speaking of the Royals, this happened yesterday.
And here's Bobby Witt Jr. First pitch. Fastball lifted. Deep to left field. Benintendi back. On the track. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. The Royals take the lead in the top of the eighth. It is 8-5. Nobody is hotter than Bobby Witt Jr. is right now. His fourth hit of the game.
Now, I know you have to factor in the opponent. I mean, hit this home run against the White Sox, and the White Sox usually find a way to lose. But I would define clutch as coming through in the most important moments of the game when your team needs it most. That can be at various times. You can be clutch at the fourth inning. You can be clutch in the third quarter. Who knows when that critical, pivotal moment in the game is? You know when the game is happening. Bases loaded and Bobby Witt Jr. coming to the mound, a double or a hit wins the game for the Royals, and you have your best pitcher up there. You needed him to come through in a big spot and make a play, and that is exactly what he did. That's what MVP candidates look like. I believe right now there are only three players in the American League that can win the award. I think it's Bobby Witt Jr., I think it's Aaron Judge, and I think it's Gunnar Henderson. Now, I think it's going to be kind of tough for Bobby Witt Jr. to win it because one of those two players, their team's going to win their division, and they're probably going to win it because that guy's on their team. It's the most competitive division in the American League. So if you're asking me today, probably Aaron Judge or Gunnar Henderson are going to win the award. But in the same way that we talk about the Royals schedule and the opportunity being right there, you got a lot of really important games against a lot of really important teams coming up over the next 2 months. You got the Boston Red Sox. You got games against the Cardinals. You got games against Minnesota. You got 7 games against Cleveland. I mean, how you win MVP is continuing what you've been doing over the course of the next 2 months. And maybe you can't be just super white nuclear hot the way that he's been over the course of the last 3 weeks or so. But if you continue to be a reason why the Royals win and win series, and if this team finishes this thing out and closes it out and grabs one of those wild card spots, you're going to have a real convincing argument of why Bobby Witt Jr. is the American League MVP. That is the kind of season that he is putting together so far. We're still working on getting a guest from the White Sox and also from the A's. This is not a joke. Steven Spector came in here because we're trying to figure out an A's guest to get somebody on here. And we called a San Francisco station. And they said, we don't cover the A's. We don't talk about them. Rob, it's like 20 minutes from the station. You would think somebody on accident would just go over there and watch the A's. We're still trying to find that individual, but we are working on it. And trust me, we will find them. There are definitely people that cover the White Sox. So we will have somebody on in the 4 o'clock hour. We will get back to the Royals coming up in a bit. But coming up on the other side, let's talk a little bit of football. Patrick Mahomes talked about his contract, and Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce might be selling their podcast for a lot of money. I'll tell you how much. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, a couple of stories here. The first story is, and we'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes. According to the Wall Street Journal, Travis and Jason Kelce are looking for a $100 million deal for their podcast. Now, I don't know what all the deal would entail. I am assuming almost all of the rights to it. So we own the podcast, we host the podcast, we keep the advertising from the podcast, we keep the t-shirt profits, all of those things. That's what I am guessing. I do not know, but they are looking for $100 million for their podcast. Seems about right to me. When you think about what we expect Travis to be at the end of his career, Jason is about to start working for ESPN and Monday Night Football, the quality of guests that they get, the popularity of the show, and I mean, I think we all can acknowledge there is still one massive podcast that everybody wants, right? That's the one we want, right? At some point, she has to go on there. This thing's worth $100 million. You need to be the first guest that we have on to celebrate this podcast. That's the one that everybody is waiting for. That one might be worth $100 million. That might be worth the deal by itself if she agrees to go on that podcast at some point, which I imagine at some point she will. But Jason and Travis, congratulations to them. I mean, maybe they don't get $100 million. Maybe they get like $65 to $85 million. But they have created a very successful media business that they're about to cash out on this podcast very, very soon. This is the goal. This is the goal. You build something up. You have got popular enough where you can do live shows. You have got popular enough that you can sell merch. You are part of the NFL content cycle, and now you sell it to a company, and it's once a week to talk to your brother. For how long is our podcast? Hour and a half? sounds like a great job. Sounds like a great side gig if you can get it. Congratulations to them too. I would guess this is part of why they are taking a break. I know it's training camp, and Jason's also in Paris. We've seen them do the podcast in other circumstances. I am guessing that they are going to come back with an announcement that they have sold the podcast to The Ringer or one of these companies. They spend a lot of money for it, and that's when they come back. That's just my guess.
If you're one of these companies, are you investing the $100 million in that podcast? I would say it's the most popular NFL player podcast. But
I don't know how the NFL. I don't know how the podcast ecosystem works enough to be able to say definitively, oh, that's what it's worth. I just have no clue. I mean, it is one of the most popular and successful podcasts that's out there. I mean, maybe they're underselling it at $100 million. Maybe it's worth $200 million. I just don't know enough to. And it also doesn't seem like a podcast that you go back to a whole lot because the NFL calendar is always moving forward, where I understand why Joe Rogan got so much money because you go back and listen to old interviews about things. Now they interview people, so that's certainly part of it, but their show is based on the, I want to hear the reaction because this thing happened. So that obviously changes the value of what it's worth. But I mean, somebody thinks it's worth nine figures. So they have certainly done a great job with whatever they have.
If I'm, you're right, I probably unfair question to ask. I don't know the ecosphere either. But if I'm ESPN or I'm Disney or I'm Amazon, I'm getting this podcast. If I'm ESPN, you got to figure getting this podcast gets you in the front of the line for Travis Kelce being on your network when he inevitably retires from the NFL. So if you're ESPN, you already have Jason. If you have the podcast, you feel like you're first in line for Travis. Or if you're Amazon, you cut the line, you have it available on Prime, you maybe can then steal Jason away. Like, if you are a property that owns NFL games, you got to figure you're going to be the ones bidding for this podcast, right? Like, it just makes too much sense. And for Disney, if ESPN got it, the Taylor Swift connection is right there. Wasn't her documentary on one of the on Disney Plus? Like, it just seems like a layup.
Someone on the text line says, why sell it? Because they're about to get $100 million for it. It's like, what else are we doing the podcast for? Like, we're doing the podcast to make money, right? I would say you cashed out. I would say you won. I would say take your $100 million. Let's split it down the ways. Let's take care of our people. And let's continue to do other things. I mean, them doing the podcast is obviously not stopping Travis from playing football. It didn't stop Jason from playing football. It doesn't stop the amount of money that you can get from ESPN or whatever other business venture that you have. This is the American dream. You created something. A company now wants to buy it from you, and they're going to buy it from you for a very, very high price. I'd absolutely sell the podcast if I was Jason and Travis Kelce. So congratulations to them. They have not sold it yet, but you know how these things work. Once you start to hear the numbers of these things, the announcement is not that far behind that they have ended up selling the New Heights podcast. All right, I would like to have one more money conversation with you. It's about Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes spoke to USA Today to talk about his contract, and he basically said, to just summarize it, I am not underpaid. I'm doing pretty well myself. This is one of those things that Spotrac is not doing you a favor on where Patrick Mahomes is, because I think people see the deal and see that he is making $45 million a year, and they are not factoring in the very simple fact of they just renegotiated the deal to change the money of the contract. So for 2024, 2025, 26, and 27, Patrick Mahomes is going to make more money than any player in the National Football League over the course of the next four seasons. He is going to make $215 million. Burrow's going to make $213 million. Goff's going to make $193 million. Tua is going to make $186 million. And Jordan Love is going to make – or Tua's at $186.1 million. Jordan's at $186 million. Those are the five highest paid players in the league. So super long story short, an easy way of explaining it for Patrick Mahomes is – a lot of the money was tied into the back end of the deal. They simply moved the back end to the front end so he could be in line with the other contracts in the National Football League. When 2027 runs out, they're then going to renegotiate the deal because it'll be time to renegotiate the deal. The quarterback market has now jumped up and quarterbacks are getting $65, $70, $75 million a year. And it will be time to give Patrick Mahomes a raise. So I know what SpotTrack says. He signed 10 years, $450 million. You do the math. Hey, wait, he's making $45 million, and the top is $55 million. Over the next four seasons, Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid player as of now. Now, that obviously can change. We'll see what happens with Dak. We'll see what happens with CJ Stroud. We'll see what happens with Brock Purdy. That's not forever, because that's how contracts work in the league, but as of right now, over the next four seasons, he is going to make $215 million just from playing football. That's not from Adidas. That's not from Oakley. That's not from Essentia. That's not from Head & Shoulders, State Farm, all the other places that Patrick Mahomes is receiving money from. So I assure you that Patrick Mahomes is, in fact, not underpaid. I would say that he is appropriately paid based on the salary cap of the National Football League. At some point, he will be underpaid again. And at that point, he and his agent will do the exact same thing that they just did a year ago. Hey, it's time to look at this. That's what happened. The contract started exploding. We saw that happen in a very short period of time. Josh Allen, when he signed his deal, was the second highest paid quarterback in the league. He is now the 11th highest paid quarterback in the league. And that happened over three off seasons. So the Patrick Mahomes is underpaid conversation, it's going to happen pretty quick. It's just probably going to happen in 2026, 2027. And then he will renegotiate his deal and everybody will be happy. So long story short, do not feel bad about Patrick Mahomes. He is not leaving money on the table for the Kansas City Chiefs. He has a fluid contract. You can change it. And they are working together constantly to make sure that Mahomes is getting paid appropriately and also that the Chiefs are able to field one of the best rosters in the National Football League. Everything is fine. Coming up on the other side, let's get to the top stories of the day. The Royals have made a lot of trades over the course of the last 3 hours or so. We'll get to them. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.